on this episode of American Chopper.
Stop whining, all right?
Sparks fly.
I don't know.
And tempers flare.
You send him upstairs, it's 45 minutes later.
As Paul Jr. spins a creative web and puts his mettle to the test.
You have to basically shock people to stay on top of things.
It's a race against time.
Is that bike going to be done tomorrow?
As the Orange County Chopper's crew battles to build a one-of-a-kind dream machine.
The bike is just going to, it's just going to kill people.
The pain.
For crying out loud.
The pressure.
It's time to take a nap.
The pandemonium.
Fix that!
On this episode of American Chopper.
All I want is a little cooperation, that's all.
The past couple of years, we've been really busy over here at Orange County Chopper. To meet the demand, we've had to add a few people to the staff. In a few weeks, there'll be one of the biggest shows that we'll be going to, which is the Javits Center in New York City. And I want to really bring something hot down there. And what we're going to do is talk a little bit about what's coming up in January. I think it's the 10th, 11th, and the 12th, which is the Javits Center.
My father called a meeting to decide what we were going to do for the Javits Center.
This is going to be a pretty big show, so I'd really like to make this happen, but it's going to be real tight.
We had to do something a little out of the ordinary, and we decided to go with a Black Widow theme. I think what we're going to do is integrate webbing throughout this whole theme, along with the color combination of red and black, which is the Black Widow's trademark.
We got to do something nice with the project bikes.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt if we had some kind of nice display.
Maybe. So it actually looked like we did something for a living.
Other than just a fold-out sign that we usually bring in the white table. State-of-the-art right there. State-of-the-art.
Basically, I have about 4 weeks to build this bike, and for what I have in mind as far as fabrication, that's not really a lot of time.
What I'm going to have here is a raised web. It's going to be about 3/8 to a half inch off the tank, and it's going to be chrome, and it's going to be removable. I'm going to start off by laying out exactly where I want my webbing. A lot of what I do is just trial and error. The key in this business, though, as far as fabrication goes and motorcycles, is you have to be a step above everyone else. You got to keep outdoing yourself, because people aren't satisfied with the last thing that you did. So you have to basically shock people to stay on top of things. Now, this is going to be the base of my structure. What I have to do is I have to take this 3/8 cold roll round bar, and I have to get it to fit this shape. And then my webbing eventually will just be free standing off the tank. It gives it a lot cleaner look. I think that this project is going to be the best work I've done to date. I'm fascinated by webs just because they look cool, you know. Spiders from when you're a kid, you know, throwing bugs and spider webs and stuff. I just like this look. It's real doable by hand, and it's a mean look. What do you think, Pop?
What'd you do, drink a pot of coffee or something?
It's good, right?
I think with my son.
Yeah, it looks real good.
When you do bikes on the level that he does.
So that's it.
Each time it gets a little bit more difficult to outdo the other bike.
Get going on that front fender or whatever you're going to do next, but we got to stay on this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of pressure there, especially trying to outdo yourself each time.
Let's do one thing at a time. This is getting overwhelmed. You're not going to get nothing done.
You know, I still have a lot. I have a lot I got to do. You know what I mean?
So let's get it going.
This business is full of time constraints. Everything has to be done yesterday, and there's no time. So it's always crunch time around the shop.
I tell you what you need to get done today. You need to get done the front fender and the rear fender, and then if you can get those two things done today, then we're in good, pretty good shape. Not real good shape, but, you know, those are big items. Those are big items.
Listen, I'm not doing a suicide shift, so you just got to relax.
I have all the confidence in the world in Paulie's abilities for fabricating a great bike. But I gotta tell you, because of the time frame, I'm a little bit concerned that his design for this Black Widow bike might be a little too ambitious.
A lot of the time when I'm working on the fabrication on these bikes, my father likes to hover. Really adds to the pressure of the whole situation because I already have high expectations on myself. Plus, I got him breathing down my neck. What do you think, Pop? You got the tank like that, and then you got your front fender out here like that.
You know what it looks like, one of those, what is that thing when you take the ball and...
You mean highlight rackets?
That's what it is. It's dual. You can use it for a fender or at the gym.
You can launch a highlight ball with it. Should be good.
That's gonna look crazy, man. Crazy.
It's gonna look awesome. My father and I were kind of fooling around a little bit, and we started backing out of the driveway a little too fast.
You.
We were both being idiots. And I basically smashed his bumper in my truck.
Jeez!
I crushed your car. You're not going anywhere.
Oh, jeez. What the heck is wrong with him?
I figured I'd just take off a little quicker and show off a little bit. And he must have thought the same thing. And somehow we kind of met in the middle there.
Oops!
We got a little damage there. You could probably pry it out with the forklift.
No, get a chain and put it on there and rip it right out. Rip it out of there, rip it out.
Your truck's a piece of crap, but mine.
Don't look bad, does it? I think we're a little bit better on two wheels than four wheels. That chain will break.
All right, Pop, you ready? I'm gonna go slow.
All right, pull it up easy, all right?
Ease it
up. All right, that's good.
Neither of us had laughed that hard in months.
Hey, that's a lot better. Watch out.
That kind of thing just takes an edge off. Let's go.
All right. See you guys in the morning.
Oh, man.
I gotta go to the dentist this morning.
Do you?
Ugh. It's like up all night, you know?
Really?
Ugh. Woke me up like out of a sleep, you know?
It's the worst, ain't it?
What, you already have an appointment to go to?
No, I got told to call this morning.
I don't know if they'll take you, will they, right away?
Well, they'll have to do something, you know?
tomorrow I'm going to have to face my biggest nightmare, and that's a dentist telling me I have to do root canal, and not looking forward to that.
I think they got to drill out the center of your tooth and pull the roots out. Can I come?
Is that what they do?
Yeah, from what I understand, they just drill the center of your tooth out, go in there with a pair of pliers, pull the whole spiel out of there, and make you bleed.
Not happy about this at all.
My father's been a little cranky lately.
I'm a coward.
For the past couple days, he's known he had to go to the dentist, and he hates the dentist.
I'd rather have somebody cut me and stitch my arm up with no Novocaine than go to the dentist. You know?
I know, it's like pulling teeth, isn't it?
Yeah. Bad enough that this tooth is killing me. But then I gotta listen to all this drilling, the grinding, the saw going. And Numbnuts over there is whistling Dixie. I don't know what the hell is going on over there.
With my father, it's either money or pain or something. But whatever it is, he just bugs out on me. I think he feels better a little bit after he does.
So how you feeling, Pop?
I'll be doing a lot better when I'm done with this f***ing tooth bullshit.
Come on over here, I'll fix your tooth for you.
If it was Paulie going to the dentist, it would be a big ordeal. But seeing that it's me, he acts like it's some kind of joke, and it just aggravates the hell out of me.
Make such a big deal out of nothing.
And it's not even a question of me making a big deal out of it.
Well,
all I want
out.
Is a little cooperation, that's
know.
All.
I don't know.
We got an altercation about the Javits Center because we have the opportunity to have 24 people go. He wanted to fill, like, all 24 spots. And he was freaking out because I couldn't give him answers to every single name that I wanted to be on that list.
When you fill it up with 24 names, it's just going to make it worse because we're going to try and get out of here, and it's going to be like when we went to the Intrepid.
But you know what?
We're going to be sitting here waiting for 24
people. We don't have to worry
people.
About that because it's an hour from here. They can figure out how to get there themselves. I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah, but you saw
know what?
How it happened.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I have here who I want to bring. I'm going to leave this here. At the end of the day, whichever's on there, that's it. And then I don't want to hear nothing after that.
Paul, he never wants to be part of the footwork, but then he's like a Monday morning quarterback. You know, after you make the decisions, then he's got something to say about him.
Listen, it's not that important to me. I named a couple people that I want to go. That's all.
Okay.
I don't have all the names in my head.
Okay.
He was just bugging out, and I know it was because he had to go to the dentist, and he was just freaking out because his tooth hurt, so that's the reaction you get.
Yeah, when do you need all this information, like who's going? You need it now.
You watch, you won't put any names on the list, and then
when the day comes when everybody has to get their passes, he's going to say, well, how come so-and-so doesn't have a pass? And then I'm going to kick him dead in the ass.
Ready? Spinning wheels go round and round. I think I've made pretty good time in the past couple days with the fabrication, but currently I'm really trying to work out what exactly I'm going to do with the seat to bring it to another level.
Before I do anything, I'm going to take this swing arm off, pull the tire off, and I'm going to give this whole fender to Dennis, who's saving me a lot of time by welding things for me. Yeah, send it.
Paul Jr. does very tedious work in fabrication on his motorcycles. It's time-consuming, and there's a lot of welds, but this is very nice work.
Just floats.
Yeah.
I come from an art background. Believe me, that's art.
Thank you. Anytime I have an old-timer or an old-school craftsman really admire what I'm doing, I always really take that to heart because you're dealing with a person who's been around forever and truly is a craftsman. And I've only been around for 3 years, and he's impressed by my work. So that makes me feel real good.
Dennis's work is superb. It's a tremendous relief to know that I can rely on someone to help me get this project done, because normally I have to do everything. So it enables me to spend more time on the actual creating of the bike and less on the welding and things of that nature.
It's good. It's got an arc on it, you know?
Yeah.
Which isn't a big deal, really. I think it'll live, man.
Does it fit nice?
Fits nice.
Looks good.
What time is it now? 8:30?
Hey, I gotta get out of here.
What are you going to the dentist?
Yeah.
Good luck.
I'm not happy about this.
I know my father's not really thrilled with going to the dentist today.
Smack that little piece off now, come on.
But considering his mood lately, it's gonna be kind of nice to have him out of the shop for a little while.
He's got more good hits.
So far this week, I smashed my front fender in. I drove my motorhome into Christian's car. And now I gotta go to the dentist. It's not a good week. These are tricky questions.
I've never really seen a four-rooted upper tube.
Is that bad?
Let me know when you get that weird tingling feeling.
Can you just yank it out or something?
There's no blood supply in the tooth anymore.
So then why does it hurt?
Hey, Vin, check it out. It's a good fit, ain't it?
Yeah.
It's like perfect, ain't it? Any more than that would be too much.
The whole dentist ordeal wasn't nearly as painful as it was watching Paulie trying to get that damn bike together.
It's beautiful. Anytime I say that I'm completely done with the fabrication, it's usually not true.
It's just going to look cool, yeah. Powder-coated red.
At the last minute, I'll see something in there that I'll want to add to or change or reconfigure.
Bring it up, Vin. It's nice, ain't it, Pop?
It's ridiculous because it's like I'm gone for a few hours and he starts changing stuff. Are you going to go with that?
Yeah, what do you think?
I wouldn't even put that on there. Why do you have to?
It's my job to change my design anytime I see fit. My father, on the other hand, thinks that the only reason I do that is to aggravate him, when really I'm just trying to improve our product.
Yeah, whatever. Just as long as it's done in time.
Jeez, will you relax for once?
No.
It's really important that we get everything to the chromered so we can finish the bike for the Javits Center. There's a lot of parts that need to be chromed, and for some reason my father took it upon himself to mock up the handlebars on his own, but that may not have been the best idea.
What are you shaking your head for?
Yeah, this ain't gonna work.
It's not gonna work.
Well, it'll turn at 360 without these being tied into each other. Why is it turning so much? Do you even have it? Did you even put a stop in there?
There's a stop in there.
You put a stop in there?
Pretty sure.
I got a feeling there's no stop in there.
There is, right? What the hell?
You can't even get the gas cap off right there.
I don't understand why you're having this problem.
I don't either, but it's a problem.
What else can you do?
I don't know, but this stuff's going to the chromer tomorrow. So take off the handlebars and we'll deal with it later.
This morning was a royal pain in the ass. It was one problem after another. The whole handlebar situation frustrated the hell out of me. And Chucklehead over there is scratching everything up and doing things half-assed. It's driving me crazy. What the hell did you do to this thing? What? Look, you got it all scratched to
I know, that's from drilling it out. There's no way to avoid that.
Well, you put it on a board and you hold on to it and you drill the damn thing out.
You got to understand, that's from the coils coming out from drilling it. There's no way to avoid that. That's from the shavings whipping around on the blade. This thing would have looked real ugly if you would have done it. Hold on, no, I want to do this first.
Why are you even doing that?
It's just looking way off, that's all. I'm telling you, one of the problems is these spacers are crooked, they can't be.
I'm going to lunch. Let's go to lunch.
I'm not hanging around here for lunch. He likes to get involved until things don't go just perfect, and then he's out.
Well, you don't want it. It's like the old square peg in a round hole. And you're prying it out with a pry bar, and you're sticking it in there. That's great. And then you wonder, it's
pried
off.
It a little bit to get it in there.
I'm going to lunch. Enjoy yourself.
Hey.
Yeah.
You want to help me with this? Why don't you hang in there?
Well, then why do I?
You have absolutely no patience with this stuff, none at all. So
I have no patience. You're knocking the thing in there with a wrench.
It's the wrong size.
You're prying it out.
I'm just trying to fit it up. I just wanted to see if the middle piece was going to work. That's all I was doing.
All right. So we did it twice. What do you want
to
do?
You might have to do it 10 times. Okay. It's all part of fabrication.
So then what are we going to do that's different, though?
I'm going to cut another spacer.
Okay.
This is the process.
What do
you have no patience for this
No,
stuff.
I have no patience.
I'll wait for Vinny to come in. He'll help me, and we'll get it done right.
Good. What do you want to do for lunch?
My father has very little patience anymore, and that's okay. But what happens is he gets involved in a project. Oh, I'll do it, or, I'll do it myself, or something to that effect. And then the first time he runs into a problem, he goes and sits at the desk and puts his feet up. So, if he wants to do that, like I said, it's fine. But, don't offer your services and then take off in the middle of it.
It's time to take a nap.
Vinny is such an important addition to what I do.
Well, I'm just going to mark this one. I'll take it back off, drill it, and then set it.
He's just very well-rounded. He's very mechanically inclined. He can do just about anything. You don't find people like that, and that's what I need.
How's your hole?
Halfway in the center of the other one.
That'll just drift like crazy, won't it?
I've been working at Orange County Choppers about 3 months.
We're missing holes here.
I knew the tunnels for my whole life, basically. I went to elementary school with Paulie. My father was good friends with his father. And I've always worked on bikes since I was a kid. My father's had me riding since I was young. And I just always liked this stuff.
Paulie and Vinny go way back, and Paulie's the type of person that likes to work by himself. There's very, very few people, including myself, that he likes to work with. And I think that for him to be able to trust somebody, which he seems to have that trust in Vinny, I think that that relationship will bring us to another level.
Hey, Paulie, I hope you know you're taking this stuff to the Chroma tomorrow, because I have plans tomorrow.
For crying out loud, I build the bike. All I'm asking you to do is take care of the Cromer.
Yeah, what do you want me to do, make a list of what I do?
No, I just...
You build the bike?
No, as far as the bike is concerned.
I don't care. I really don't care.
Fine. I'm not going to the Cromer tomorrow. I have to wait till Monday.
Well, then you won't be there Monday, and then you handle it. It's in your hands. You take care of it then.
I'm not taking care of anything.
I already made all the arrangements for tomorrow.
Big deal. Who couldn't have done that? Hey, can we come tomorrow?
Listen,
sure.
You know what? It's your baby. It's your baby. Don't bring it down here.
I know.
But I'm telling you right now, I'm not bringing it Monday, and I'm not making a phone call, and I'm not talking to anybody. I did what I had to do. I'm done.
I'm not going to the Cromer tomorrow. I'm not doing it.
Listen, you need to do it. You know what? It's not even an option. That's what needs to be done. I'll get you the directions, and you can go with Vinny.
You don't need no days off, do you, Finn? For crying out loud. What's up, Vin?
What's up, Paulie? Good morning.
Morning. We gotta pack this stuff up and get it to the Cromer. I think everything will fit in there, too. What do you think?
Yeah.
Let's start.
We should be able to get it now.
I think that top will go on.
We should be professional packers.
I'm telling you, snug as a bug in a rug.
They don't give you an exit number. I should have brought my Atlas so we know what the hell we're looking for.
Yep.
Holy man, I don't think we're gonna make it to the Cromer.
Yeah, this is not good, man. We're only like 15 minutes into the trip here.
We're gonna be screwed.
He's only gonna be there till 1 o'clock.
I know.
This is nuts.
If your old man was here, he'd freak.
Shut up, Finn.
Where does it end?
The whole trip to the Cromer was really a pain in the butt. It's not like we don't have better things to do on a Sunday, but the stuff has to get done to get the Black Widow bike to the Javits Center on time.
Boy, it figures. Better late than never, huh?
Yeah. It's always the last thing, you know.
You got more out there?
Nah, this is it. All 100 pounds of it. JC's been in this business for over 20 years.
What happened to this one?
That broke and I just rewelded it. He's quite a character. He's old school, you know?
It always helps to draw pictures of this stuff, too,
yeah.
Because
your stuff is so weird. If a piece is missing, you don't know what it is if you just write a description of it.
Yeah. There's quite a bit of chroming to be done on this bike, from the swing arm to the webs on the gas tank. And JC's got about 2 weeks to get it done.
It ain't that difficult. Just work.
But I'm confident he can get it done, because he's never let us down before.
Get your beauty sleep?
I catch a lot of flack from my father about my work ethic, but when I leave here, even though I'm exhausted, by the time I get home, I almost want to come back because I have so many ideas that I want to pull off. You need a fairly decent rise on here, huh? Everything on this bike was built custom except for the handlebars, and that was driving me crazy. So I decided to build a set of handlebars that really flowed with the theme of the bike. To get the bars the way I wanted them, basically, I use some of the material and equipment we have up in our steel shop. For me, it's really important that every piece on the bike is like a signature. If this is my handlebars, this is the way it's going to position itself on there. And you can see it's like a really precision fit. I decided to create a web between the two bars, but I didn't just want to put it in flat ways. I wanted it to have more of a three-dimensional look, and that ended up taking a little time. What do you think, Vin? That's far enough, right?
Yeah.
When people are looking at this bike, I really want them to be overwhelmed with detail. Because for me, when you're building a bike like this, everything has to be custom, or what's the point? Called Row Machine is manufacturing the wheels for the Black Widow bike. I gave him a drawing of a set of wheels that I wanted. They programmed them and they designed a custom wheel that I drew up for him. My drawing skills are very minimal, so I only had somewhat of an idea what they would look like.
Hey Chuck.
21 web wheel.
21 web wheel.
Orange County?
Yeah, Orange County.
This wheel is fairly complicated. Took a lot of designing on the CAD. And then from the CAD, we have to put it into a program form and download it into the CNC machining center. This is the actual pattern of the Orange County Signature Series wheel for their new bike. We'll be cutting a 21-inch wheel, which starts out in a solid slug of billet aluminum, rotary forged. What we're doing is we're drilling the starter hole. The wheel is secured in our wheel fixture. It cannot move, or we will ruin this wheel blank. The cooling is to keep the tool cool and to flush away the chips. That's why you see all the coolant flooding the wheel. Doing is we're inspecting the pattern to make sure we're satisfied with it. It looks good. Now we'll do the finishing pass. A simple wheel usually takes in the area of an hour to cut, but the complexity of the wheel for Orange County Choppers web wheel took 3 hours to cut. This is the cool part, it's gonna drop the slug right out. Once the wheel is complete in the CNC machining center, we proceed up to the second floor to our polishing room, where this wheel is polished on our special polishing machine.
Wow, that is awesome. Beautiful. As far as the way the wheels came out when it was all said and done, they really exceeded my expectations. Can I take this home with me?
It's all yours.
Awesome.
Set to go.
When you see the third dimension to them, they shine. They were awesome.
How do you think these hubs would look black?
I thought about that.
They'll go right into the leg. They'll be like a continuation.
The only thing is with the black, the nice thing about the chrome is it's going to reflect the wheel nice in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With light and everything, it's going to look good.
Yeah, you need. Or else
black would be nice.
It'll dull it too much, though, the black.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, despite all my harping and complaining about Paulie's work ethics, I got to tell you, on this particular project, I'm pretty enthused with his enthusiasm.
That is awesome, isn't it? The way that flares out.
Beautiful, gorgeous.
little bit of fuzz on there actually helped us, huh, man? It looks a little bit...
Is it off a little?
In.
I really want to do something special with the seat so it matched the theme of the bike. But I didn't want to take all the time to make a seat pan. So me and Vin ripped apart a seat and modified it.
I'll cut it to the inside there.
What do you think, cutting wheel?
I might tear it too much.
I know a cutting wheel will do it.
Yeah.
Smells good too. Let's do it, Vin. Let's do it.
It's very inspiring working with somebody like Paul. He sees what the finished product is going to be like before it's actually done, which I think that's very hard to do for a lot of people.
So strong, ain't it?
You want me to get a blade and cut that?
The way he fabricates is kind of like on a higher level than anything I've ever seen anyway.
That's a sweet cut, ain't it, Vin?
Yeah, definitely.
Shows a little more web off. I think this one comes lower, though.
I think that's about exactly what we need.
Yeah.
He's so good at what he does.
You got it from here, buddy?
Yeah, I got it. Thanks.
Makes me feel good when he asks me my opinion on stuff. Is this true, or is does that look good? And I like that. It makes me think that he trusts me.
Get this project done, you know, the coordination with the vendors is really important at this point. So we had to split up. Paulie wind up going to the painter.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Find this place already?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
And I wind up going to Zumax to do the powder coating. I got to tell you, I've never seen that powder coating process before. And I was really surprised how complicating it was. First, every part has to be cleaned. Then dried. Then what they do is they glass bead it, which is kind of like sandblasting. It's the way that they make sure that the surface is super clean. Once the wheel is clean, they mask the hub, and then they send everything into the powder coat booth.
We have a new painter from Staten Island. His name is Shane, and he's extremely talented.
It's like dead on.
Yeah, it looks good.
This tape should get a better view.
Looks pretty good from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Nice and centered.
Yeah.
It's extremely important for us to actually go outside the shop and make a personal connection with our vendors.
Looks pretty good, man.
Yeah. Cool.
Because you talk to them on the phone, but it's not until you see each other in person and really get a feel for one another till things really start to work well.
Go.
I love powder coat. I've always liked the contrast of chrome and color. And powder coat is, you know, almost like a chrome because it's a hard finish. It's sprayed onto the wheel as a powder with a magnetic charge. Once the part is completely covered, goes into the oven and bakes. And what that process does, it adheres the powder to the surface. It's pretty cool. We're always trying to put the best quality possible on our bikes.
It's like flawless, you know?
It's like when you got to have root canal done, you go to a specialist. Well, if you want powder coating done on your bike, you go to the specialist, and that's Zumax.
On this particular project, there wasn't a tremendous amount of graphics or anything to that nature. It has to be simpler because of all the webbing. So you can't complicate the paint job and put all this crazy webbing over it. It's going to take from the web.
Nice tight lines with that masking, huh?
It's the only way to do it.
That candy will jump.
My father's going to love this paint job, you know, because it's an old school look.
Yeah.
I have no doubt in his skills.
That's sweet.
Nice clean paint, you know.
But you always have a concern if you're going to get stuff when you're supposed to.
So when am I going to see it?
As soon as possible.
You give me a call, let me know?
Sure.
I need it right away.
You'll get it right away.
Did you find your grinder?
No, MIA. We got some chocolates over here, Pop.
Yeah, great. That's great.
Hungry?
Eat a few of those. What do you want to do?
You know, me and my father have our problems, but I think what we really need to work on is our communication.
Huh?
Hmm?
Can you give me something to throw at him, please? Give me that hammer.
What, Pop?
I said, what do you want to do?
Why don't we just go bowling?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Shut it down. We're going bowling. Wrap it up. Bowling.
Come on.
I go already? Watch this. I got it now. This is my good lane here. I can see better over here. There's no glare. You're kidding me, right? How much nicer could that have been?
We had to get out of the shop for a while, so we decided to go bowling. It's always a lot of fun when we get out with my cousins and the guys at work and really kind of just let loose a little bit. Yeah! I think my father enjoys that more than anyone else.
You suck!
Going bowling, you know, you just get to relax a little bit there and just be who you are.
What do your fingers swole up?
I wish I had a decent ball. These balls suck. I'm going to try this guy. And to get together with all my nephews and sons, it was a great time. Now that should have been a strike.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah, baby.
That's it. I'm putting my game hat on.
Could have been a contender.
I got to get this spare.
It's always business with us, you know? So to get out and just burn off some steam and kind of clear your head, it's a good thing to do.
We got smoked.
Regardless of how we interact, we're a team. We complement each other in different areas, you know? And basically, we're a pair that'll beat a full house.
Back to work.
Coming up on American Chopper, the pressure mounts as deadlines loom.
I told you, clean that before you put it on there.
And the battle to build the Black Widow bike rages on.
Yeah, it was like working with the Three Stooges, only there was six of them.
What am I running, romper room over here?
It's down to the wire as Paul Jr. struggles to complete a motorcycle masterpiece that will take the Big Apple by storm.
It's better than I thought it would be, and I thought it was going to be outrageous.
The tension.
You don't like it neither.
I don't.
The tirades.
Suck it up a little bit.
The triumph. Coming up on American Chopper.